This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Manhattan, recovery from the pandemic. Manhattan, in the face of a recession or stagflation, choose one. Manhattan, two gun incidents in these last days, combined with a gun incident, a mass murder in upstate New York during a gubernatorial year with a new mayor. These are two complex stories for me to understand. So I go to Harry Siegel, columnist at the New York Daily News, also a senior editor, op-ed editor at the Daily Beast, writing about the new mayor and the gun crimes in Manhattan, the gun crimes in New York State, mentioning, of course, the gun crime in Texas, along with, to show you it's a global mystery of what is to be done about guns, a billionaire climbing on a private aircraft in Brazil, his name is Bernie Eccleston, is stopped because there's a gun in his luggage. He claims he doesn't know, a .32 pistol. Guns, guns, guns. But Harry, this is also about governance. So a very good evening to you. What is it that Mayor Adams promoted, pitched, mentioned during the campaign last year that is to be acted upon this year, and what has happened? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So Mayor Adams, in brief, said that he was going to restore a lost sense of public safety. Since he's come to office, the NYPD has been seizing many more guns, and that's ramped up in the last couple of months than it had over the same stretch last year. But so far, that isn't really registering in terms of the number of shootings, including some really terrifying ones, like these two train attacks, effectively at random, 10 people shot in one person shot and killed in the other while taking the queue over the Manhattan Bridge to brunch on a Sunday. That happened to happen days after Eric Adams publicly called on Jamie Dimon, a fellow native New Yorker from Queens, Adams, Queens and Brooklyn, to please ride the trains, that we need to get people back and we need office workers to understand that the subways are safe. Days later, we have another of these scary, random, still very rare, but that's why it's news in part, is it's stunning when something like this happens, and now it's twice in 2 months shootings. One additional problem here, John, is that it's difficult to carry a gun in New York. In much of the country, it's not an issue to carry a gun at all. So as like in Texas, there's no crime committed by this 18-year-old until he starts shooting it and then murdering children. That gun only becomes a crime gun at that point. In New York, where Adams is up against a legislative branch that's looking at justice reform, at DAs and judges who aren't necessarily inclined to or allowed to always incarcerate people who are predictably going to be dangerous. It's an uphill swim. But of course, he's stressing that much more now, that there are many rivers feeding this than he was as a candidate when he was promising that he was the right person for this time. As a former police officer, as a native New Yorker, as somebody who's jousted with the police, to do something about it. And so I think this summer is going to be really telling about whether or not Adams can get around this. And if he can't, New York is in serious trouble. And there's very little sense that we're going to have any sort of office return if the trains don't feel safe. You know, half of New Yorkers in polls now say that public safety is their number one concern. Under 40% of them say Adams is doing a good job. You know, he's talking the talk, and he's doing what he can to walk the walk. But we're going to see if it's even close to sufficient, and he hasn't gotten there yet.
You include a quote from the new mayor in your column, Harry. "We thought," said the mayor, "by the middle of February, we were going to turn the corner on crime. But our entire equation was disrupted because of the flow of guns into our city, the ready accessibility of guns, and the reluctance of prosecuting people who are carrying guns." Harry, the gun flow was always here, correct? There's nothing fresh here. The prosecuting people who are carrying guns, there might be a twist there because of these bail reforms. But the the gun smuggling into Manhattan, the illegal guns in Manhattan, I remember this being a major issue in the 1970s. So same story. Was Mayor Adams not informed as a policeman how bad it was?
Mayor Adams is trying to pass the buck and to say, I'm doing what I can. Where is everyone else? Nothing changed in that equation between last June, when he won the Democratic primary and was all but certain to be our next mayor, and mid-February. Interestingly, what's changed since is that the legislature rolled back a bit of their bail reform in response to pressure from Adams and others. But the idea at any point that his successors had been so inept and the solutions were so easy and obvious that he was going to turn the corner by mid-February is staggering. That he thought so, that in May, he's publicly saying so. Look, it's a big leap for every person who becomes mayor. It's a huge job, and no one who has it is fully prepared for it. And these people all deserve some time. But it's disturbing the extent to which Adams is still sounding like a borough president, which is a mostly ceremonial position where you can just say whatever stuff and it doesn't really matter. It matters now. And Adams has been very good at channeling that for local and national media attention. In ways I don't mind, and I think it actually helped him boost New York, but he has yet to show that he can translate this into results for the city, as opposed to long-term ones, as opposed to, you know, a little short-term boost for his own brand.
The 1970s, Harry, I'm old enough to remember the 1970s. It was scary all the time on the streets of Manhattan. There were crimes routinely. The homicide rate, I believe, doubled from 1960 to 1970, and then it got worse. I don't even know what the statistics are. We're not coming from a place that was better, but we saw dramatic improvement in living in New York City in the 90s and early part of this century. Does Mayor Adams have the tools, have the support from Albany, have the support from the people to return to where we were in the 90s and early part of this century? Because it was done once before, coming from a much worse situation than we have now.
So New York had a massive decline in the crime numbers starting in the mid-90s and going to roughly 2001. And then a steady continuation of that decline over the next 12 years under Mayor Mike Bloomberg. And, by the way, the first 6 years under Mayor Bill de Blasio. And things have been moving dramatically in the wrong direction since then. At this point, the crime numbers are comparable to about 2010. So that's a decade of progress lost, but it's nowhere near the where we were by the 70s and then the late 80s and the early 90s when things were horrifically out of hand. And what's more, policing is very different. John, police in New York fire fewer bullets now in a year, all of them, these 36,000 police officers, than they used to kill people with bullets in the 1970s. This is a flawed in many ways, but a very professional and impressive force that takes its orders and does what it can. And the police argument right now, and Adams is co-signing parts of this, is simply that they're swimming against the tide, that they can arrest the people they know are very likely to be dangerous and involved with gun violence, either as people who are shooters or people who get shot. And it's the same people who are at very high risk for both. But they're saying they can't keep these people locked up. And that is frustrating and difficult and draining. That said, none of that dynamic was new with Eric Adams. As I said, the equation didn't change. And up to this point, he's struggling to deal with it. And of course, if the Supreme Court basically changes the permitting standards in ways that allow many more people to carry guns in New York, so they don't become crime guns until you commit a crime with them. Your gun is totally legal and fine. The police have no business looking for it, taking it, or anything else, unless you happen to shoot someone. That's going to be incredibly difficult for the city to deal with, and it is looming. You know, it's quite possible by the end of next year that the equation really will have changed for the worse, even when, prior to that change, to this point, the current has proven very difficult for Mayor Adams, who ran on this, who very much wants to succeed, who's competent, who appointed a very impressive and competent police commissioner. He struggled to this point, and potentially things are about to get considerably more difficult and worse.
Well, our final less than a minute, Harry. Is there a sense of alarm at City Hall after this Q train shooting?
I think there was some sense of alarm already. And that Adams, as I said, is still working out the office, the tools and levers at his disposal. Right. And he knows that he is on a clock now to demonstrate real and significant results, and certainly does not want to fail. And to his great credit, he shows up when and talks to the victims of gun violence.
Right.
And is saying to hold him to account. And good for him for doing so, and he certainly will be.
Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News, a columnist. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.